we are being collectively punished for exercising the one primordial principle enshrined in the United Nations Charter, that of sovereign independence. We are being punished for doing what all other nations have done and do, still do, that is, possess, own their natural resources and listen to the basic interests of their people. Those who have imposed these sanctions would rather have us pander to their interests at the expense of the basic needs of the majority of our people. As long as these economic and financial sanctions remain in place, Zimbabwe's capacity to fully and effectively implement Agenda 2030 will be deeply curtailed. I repeat my call to Britain, Europe, and the United States and their allies to remove the illegal and unjustified sanctions against my country and its people. Let us all be bound by our commitments to Agenda 2030, under which we agreed to eschew sanctions in favor of dialogue. Mr. President, this session of the General Assembly will elect the next Secretary General of our organization. We have witnessed commendable efforts aimed at making the selection process of the next Secretary General inclusive and transparent. The greater involvement of the General Assembly and therefore of the majority of our membership does not, however, mask the opaqueness of the process at the Security Council level. We expect the current experience to lead to a more inclusive and transparent process in the future. Mr. President, for over 20 years, many of us have come to this rostrum, pleading and demanding the reform of the Security Council. Today we are no closer to achieving that goal than we were 20 years ago. This is so in spite of the universal acknowledgement of the injustice, unfairness, and inappropriateness of the current composition of the Security Council. We now have an opportunity in the ongoing negotiations, in the intergovernmental negotiations, to redress this unjustifiable and unjust situation in the interests of a strong and more united organization capable of delivering on its mandate. Mr. President, our common commitment to leaving no one behind demands that we address the plight of people still living under colonialism and its occupation.